This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government has said that it is ready to hold discussion on key issues, including Operation Sindoor, as monsoon session of parliament begins tomorrow. During an all-party meeting in New Delhi today, ahead of the session, the government sought cooperation from opposition parties for smooth functioning of both the houses of parliament. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and leader of the house in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were also present. Besides, Gaurav Gogoi and Pramod Tiwari from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SCP, Trichy Siva of DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, T.R. Balu from DMK and Sanjay Singh from AAP also attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said both the ruling and opposition side should work together with good coordination. Mr. Rijiju said the government is open to discuss key issues including Operation Sindoor in Parliament.
We are very open to discussion on important issues like Operation Sindoor, related to all the incidents right from the attack in the Pahalgam. These are issues of great national importance. Government is not shying away from discussion. The only thing I'm saying is we will discuss under certain rules, certain procedure, with a convention which is there before us.
When asked about the opposition's intent to bring up US President Donald Trump's remarks on mediation between India and Pakistan post Operation Sindoor, the minister said government will respond appropriately on the matter on the floor of the House. Meanwhile, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi has demanded Prime Minister Modi's statement on the floor of the House on Pahalgam terror attack, US President Trump's remarks and special intensive revision in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-nation visit to United Kingdom and Maldives from Wednesday. In the first leg, the Prime Minister will travel to UK on 23rd of this month for a two-day visit. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer on the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations. Mr. Modi is also expected to call on His Majesty King Charles III. On the second leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Maldives for a two-day visit from 25 of this month. He will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kenjarapu launched 10 new commercial flight routes from Hindon Civil Terminal in Ghaziabad today. With this, direct air services to 10 major cities of the country has begun from the Hindon Terminal. These include Bengaluru, Kolkata, Varanasi, Indore, Chennai, Ahmedabad, Patna, Goa and Mumbai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the formation of a multi-sectoral central team in view of the frequency and intensity of natural disasters in Himachal Pradesh. The central team will consist of experts from National Disaster Management Authority, Central Building Research Institute, Roorkee, Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, Pune, and Indian Institute of Technology, Indore. Heavy downpour has disrupted normal life in coastal Karnataka. The India Meteorological Department has said that widespread rain will continue in the region till 26th of this month as fresh low-pressure area is likely to form over North Bay of Bengal around Thursday. Heavy rainfall across several parts of Kerala today led to rising water levels in rivers and dams, causing waterlogging in low-lying areas. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for 9 northern districts, while a yellow alert has been issued for the remaining of 5 districts of the states. Meanwhile, IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand till Tuesday and Himachal Pradesh till Wednesday. India today scripted history, clinching first ever medal in badminton at the FISU World University Games in Berlin, Germany. India bagged bronze in mixed team event after losing to Chinese Taipei in the semifinal tie 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.